The second question of Rashi must agree with the shita that the Ribbon mentions in his name. So in other words, these are the two Mishenes and Rashi. Anyway, here we have the Imoke. Here we have Imoke for the Aloche that Idor Hari, so according to one pshat, one Shita of Mishenim, Idor Hari has the effect of preserving the original town, even in face of the original town going through certain stages. So it still remains intact. It still remains intact. Why? So it still remains intact. Then there is in the arts. But Rashi himself holds that when Rashi says void mishmchu febolat vei midog moreitri, so Rashi himself bases it upon the shite the dogim shen is bashel with the Yerushal Boso is also lost in Mikusach, so only Olu with the Bliom Etes. But when it's a Dovachari and Duchke Nisakine, so then it's a Bliom Erub, so it's like this bashel. But the Agishay, who explain like Rashi in the second Lashon, but who disagree with the Ribbon Shite. You see, Rashi here in the second Lashon accepts the Ribbon Shite. But the Arishayim, who agree with the second Lashon in Rashi, but they disagree with the Ribbon Shite. And still they say that Idov Acharif has the effect of preserving the original strength of the Tam Boso. So even though they hold the dogim shibashim leshal basar is muter, because they are, even though the bleed is a bleed merube, but it becomes weakened on account of the transformation and the stages that it goes through. But by Dovah Harif, it doesn't become diminished. The strength is not diminished. Is not diminished. Then the Adi Sheinim will say that Dovah Harif not only has the effect of preserving the original strength of the Tam Boso, of the Tam Cholov, in spite of the fact that it passed through certain stages from the primary Tam to the derivative Tam, but the Dovah Harif even has the effect of reviving the Tam Mishubach of a presently Tam Pol. Why do they say that? Now here the Gemara doesn't say, because of another Gemara, a Gemara in Avrizah. Now, the Mishnah in Avrizore, Daf Lamedei Omed Beis gives a list of things that are osea v'achile bot vein isur nisranoi. And in the list is mentioned kuchel houses. That's a very sharp thing. Something that is probably as sharp as red pepper. Something very sharp. Now we don't know what it is. So that you cannot buy from an akum. The Chachomim asked, "Va'akurchal chalsis, my time. Why can't you buy the slices of chalsis? That is a very sharp spice. Why can't you buy spices of this chalsis from an akum?" Mishum di mafzek le bisakin. So the Gemara Daf Lamed Tes Aleph says, because the goyim cut it with their knives. Afal gav di omama neisim tam levgamute agafchu fedichilchite machu shamute vihavale kineisim tam lishvach veyoser. Now here we cannot apply the Gemara to a stam sakin that is shamunes kodesh. Because here the Gemara says that even if we know that the sakin that the goyim used that the goyim used was spotless clean when they sliced this spice, chrutes, is still awesome. But stam came in the yimon, and it is spotless clean, so we don't have to worry about chamunes being livla. And then, and as far as belua is concerned, so it's nice tam and tam because stam came in the yimon. So he says because it is sharp, chrutes is sharp. So maybe since it's sharp, it has the effect of reviving the tam shubach of a presently tampon. The sharpness revives the tam. Revive the tam. So there is a machlekes reshem. There is a machlekes reshem. Some reshem say, now Tesis mentions 2 days. V'yesh miforshim k'moikei, v'botzel v'kaplu shenechtar v'sakish l'vikhobim, v'lisagal v'klipe, da'agafchu v'bolatve. It's not dafke chiltis. But any gavachari, onion, anything, horseradish, anything, any gavachari, has the same effect. In other words, of reviving the mishubech, the good taste of a presently pogo. If, let's say, something became pogo on account of its stay in a latent state for 24 hours, so if you cut it with the sake, with hikodet, so if you use that sake that has in its interior that so if you cut it that has, let's say, a belua visea, and if you cut a radish or onion with that sake, so even though that particle of visea is already pogo, but as a result of the turke de sakine being applied on the dova hari, its time will change from pogum to mishuv. From pogum to definitely is. So there is a shita that it applies to every davachari. Vishomati v'shem Aram. It's probably Aram Avera, Meir Gutenberg. Vilchitisaye davke, v'charif tvei, v'lo yibotzel v'kach. Davke chilti is because that's excessively sharp. But other things, botzel, other dvarim charifim, that are so sharp, so do not have that effect. Do not have that effect. So Mele, now let's go to the two. Simen Sadiqov. Sonnu ishloke ishachotchum bisakin shal boso. Oso lo ochlom bicholo vache yiklif mitim achtach. Oy adetoim lo ishloi vitam boso. So the two shite is that it's only mavliya bitzeinen ki de klipe, not ki de nitile. Vi arash bo kosav shekule yose. But there is the shite of the Raived that it asks the Nitile. And the Mechaber and the Ramor, they passed like the shite of the Raived. Varash b'kosav shekuli osa. V'adini ove oro zal l'kosavki. Because of this, if our trume is the afilein asakim b'yei mei osa. Why? Because the shite of this, if our trume says that this Gemara that says that the churfe of the chiltis has the effect of restoring the original Tamishubach that was Nivla in the Satin, so it applies not only to Chiltes, but it applies to every Dalacha. There is a Machloket Rishayim, today is Ntesis. In Avnizore, Daf Lametes. V'chein, Daf Lamesakim Yimoseh, V'chein Adim, Bishumim, Mitzolim, Mukhoshim, every Dalacha. Shechotchum Bisatin Shal Boso. Let's say garlic, onions, everything. Sheiloch lo mecholof, Shegam hein chifin kmo itzonon, like radish. V'imo baru bishlum, Becholof, so shishim levatla, umiyu in tzorich samach. So that's the shite of the Rashi. But the mechaber paskens like the Raivet that it only asks kedei nitile. Umiyu in tzorich samach kedei kol atzon, rak samach kedei abelu abay. Hayne kedei kol asak. Avo limchot chubisakin shel nochri. Tzorich samach kineged kol atzon. Because the tool is itos, he paskens like Rabbi Ephraim. So I'm sorry. So this is pointed out that this portion of the tool is a little difficult because the tool is itosin that he passes like Rabbi Ephraim. So we don't apply the aloche of tichanasis nevelek abishol yisurin. So why do they say avul chotri b'sakin shol nochri? So then it has a bliya not just of boso, but it has a bliya of dvor masurim chilev nevele everything. So then tzorich samach kineged kol atzonon, not just kineged the portion of the sakin that was used Suppose the portion of the satin is much less than the volume of the reddish. The reddish is much bigger. Let's say the reddish is 2 gzeisim as a volume of 2 gzeisim. And the portion of the sakin that was used in cutting is one kazais. So where it has a blie of boso, then we need only shishim neged, the one kazais. But where there is a blie, or a sa of iser, so then we say, ichtichanas is nevele, so then we require shishim neged the whole reddish. But if the Torah had agreed with the Shita of Tichanas Nevel Rabbi Shaul Yisurim, fine. But the Torah Shita is like Rav Nefraim. So they say that this part of the Torah accords, the Torah is saying, Galibet Rishenim, who applied the Aloche of Tichanas Nevel Rabbi Shaul Yisurim. Bessi Yosef said it. Avon Chotrim Sakin Shonochi, Tzor Chsanot in Katzon. V'arav, Rav Meir Mehutenberg, Hitir, Bein Bitzonum, Bein Bishumin, Uptzolim, Elohim Kino Yasakim Beyemim. Because he holds that this Gemara in Avizor Edaf Lametes, that even if it's an Eile V'yeime, so still it is Oseh, that is to be limited only to Chiltis, because Chiltis is unusually sharp. But other Dorev Chifim, like a radish or garlic, and were not as sharp as Chiltis. So there does not have... So something that is sharp, but not as sharp as Chiltis, does not have the effect of reviving back the original Midatam Mishubech of the Dover Habelua Abisechasa. Alright. Because of Shaafal Pishani Meire, because Sefer HaTrum is Leseya, because Sefer HaTrum is Shite is, that what the Gemara says, that even if it's an Eime B'Yeime, still it is also because the Vacharif has the effect of reviving the original Tam Shubach, even though presently, as a result of its stay in a latent state in the interior of the Sakin, it's already pogum. So that's the shita of the Sefer HaTrumah, that it applies to all the Bacharitim. But Rabbi Gutenberg, he is chelik, but still, he didn't want to pass. She'avot b'shanim meirei ki Sefer HaTrumah, le'eser in imeichim idei aneigin heter. Im chotach kishuyim b'sakin shal boso. Muta le'ochlom b'cholov b'loi klipi. Because that's not the Bacharit. Rak she'igariam ikimach tach, that's the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says as follows. That could feel great. So the same Gemara. Tzonun shechotcho bisaki, shechotcho boboso osu lochu mikusa. V'hanem ilo tzonun darav kufi bola, avu kishes goreli bipaski vochu. All you have to do is to be migari. And that's not because of bliye, but because of the lachus, so hadoche will not remove the grease that sticks to it. If the surface is very moist, then Hadoche will not remove the grease that sticks to it. So Mimele, you have to be Geret. But the Geret here is not because of Blia. There is no Blia because it started over Harif Kishis. Kilche de Lifte Shom. The Silke Asir. So in other words, suppose he used it. He cut carrots, lefes, sorry. Many say that lefes means carrots. Alright, suppose he caught lefes, carrots, so that's not harik, alomosuk, vintam shume nikabe. So mimele, it is muta. So it's not mavli. Vi pota bode lifte shapetome. And then furthermore, that if lefes has the effect of removing the tam boso, that was on the sake. So even the sake had it on boso, either because of the shamnum isakov shalom, or because of the bolua in the interior of the sake. So if you take a sake shal boso and you cut carrots with it, so that's the mitzies, that the cutting of carrots has the effect of eliminating the tam boso. So mele, so even if so that's the din that is mentioned by Rishenim. That if, let's say, you have a sakin shal boso, and first you cut a lot of carrots with it, then you are allowed to cut even a radish. Because by virtue of the fact that you use that sakin that has the tam boso originally upon carrots, so the use of the sakin and carrots will eliminate the tam boso. So after using the sakin for some time in cutting carrots, you are allowed to cut even radishes. So that's the Gemara. Oh, so he says, "Vimchota b'lefes afilu greira in tzorich," because the cutting of carrots has the effect of eliminating the time of basal. In tzorach ha'adoch ba'al mevloyoid, elu ha'afilu tzonim, shechotach ha'alefes, shore ba'adoch ha'kmoy alefes, ופיר שרשי לפי שטעם הלפס משונה, ומבטל טעם הנפלט מהסקי. וכוס אבי ספר התרומייס, דווקא לפס, אבל חוטה בלחם או ירק או פרי אחר, או סולחת בי, אך הקים צונן, או פרי או ירק חריף שריצה לאחר עם חולו. Why? Because lefes, the cutting of carrots, has the effect, that's the mitzias, of eliminating tam bosal, the shamunis. But other things, cutting of other things, meaning, does not have that result. All right, now, אין לו שינו איסו בחולו שמו יובי לא איכלו עם הבוס ואין לו שכלו איסו אסור אפילו איכלו לבד ועבדינה כאינטורה אין על דץ בייסט פני גמורי עם סוחי Die Gemorim sagen, dass er mit Wovo mit Alle. So die Gemorim says, in Losh in Esau Yisau Bicholo, vim Losh kol apas asuro, mit Neher Gravero. So there is an Isaiah to mix dough in milk. Why? Because pas is usually eaten with meat. And naturally, if the dough is mixed in milk, you're not allowed to eat that pas with meat. So on account of the fact that pas is usually eaten with meat, so it's also how to mix the dough with milk. Even if his intention is to eat it with milk only, not with meat, or parame, whatever it is, it's still also. And not only is it also to make the lishe, suppose he made the lishe already, it's already baked, you're not allowed to eat. So listen, Rabbi, you're not allowed to eat the pas that was mixed in milk. That was mixed in milk. So the Gemara mentions that a certain Ameir, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, so he told his Nibayis that was a Pesach. The first day Pesach, don't mix the flour in milk. But the other days of Pesach, it is muta. All right, in Pesach it's not a shalom matzashir. I mean, but it should be also the Gemara's kasha is it should be also any day of the year to mix the milk, even if it had to be in Pesach. So the Gemara says leilom viboyisim leilom bichlovet. Kidom Rabbi came to reshore like the shape of an axe. Hochenami came to, so like an axe. So there are two pshat in that Gemara. Kashis pshatis came to like an axe. In other words, when you make a small dough, so if the dough is relatively small, kein ture, so then it is mut. Miat, kein shel shea, muta lolush becholo, di ochle miyad vasachas, vile mashale, di linche shenilish becholo, vile mashale. In other words, so why is it osa to make a lishe milk? Because maybe he'll keep it, you know, for his fleshke meals and then he'll eat it together with meat. But if the lishe is made with small quantity of dough, so he's going to use it up immediately, so he don't have to be afraid lest he'll forget and eat it with meat. If it is a large dough, you know, a large quantity, so then he'll keep it for some time, then he might forget and eat it with meat. But if it's a small dough, so it's small. This is Rashi's pshat. The pshat of the Rif in the Rambam is Kein Tura means if he makes the pas in a special shape that it looks unique, different than all the other pas. So Mimela, everybody will have a siman, a reminder. All he has to take a look at the shape of the door of the pas, so then he'll know that this was mixed in milk. So in other words, so that's the din. So that's the aloha, that anything that was baked in milk is osea, except if it's in a except if it's in a very small quantity, and or if it's a special shape. This is what he says. In Loshi Mo Yisa Bicholim. Shemo Yovil Ochul Naboso. Vim Loshko Lo Yisa Asuraf Leichol Levado. Vi Avdine Kein Ture Shore. Pir Sherashi Loshol Dova Mued Ugo Ktano. Now it doesn't mean that if you make, that if a company makes small cookies, so Memele it's a heter. Here, if the Lishe is in a small quantity, if the dough is very small, but if the dough is very large, it's gigantic, except that you make very small cookies, so then it's awesome. So that's the reason why it's muta, let's say, to bake on shvuas, let's say, certain cheesecakes, because it has a special shape. All you have to do is just to take a look at it, so you know there is cheese. But if you cannot recognize by looking at it that it has cheese, so then it's awesome. Of course, there are many rabbonim. Could give a sharing on cookies and even past that is mixed milk, and they got a psak from some that if on the label it's mentioned it's mixed milk, so it's all right. I don't know. I mean, the basis for this etta, because according to the Rif and the Rambam, so in Kein Ture means that it has a unique appearance. So the Chol HaPoches, if they had it on the cookie, it's how mixed the milk, or I could understand. But if on the cookie there is nothing mentioned, and the cookie looks like any other cookie that are not mixed in milk, but on the label it says that it was mixed milk, I don't know the basis for that heter. But anyway, there is a hechsher for such cookies. In tochin atano be'alya with basa v'im toch kol ha'pas asuro, because in the same way as it's osir to make a mix in milk because of exera, maybe you'll eat it with meat. So it's also hard to mix it, let's say, in shumen bosor as well. Because of exeire, maybe you'll eat it with milk. V'im toch kol ha'pas asur, afil leichol levad. Elo im ken yisi katano tchilo yof, she'os pol atakein, afil yishol cheres. V'amed lo amurim itano she'isikio bifnim, avu buchye she'isikio bichutz osa, elo im ken mili kecholim bifnim ad she'islami. Kosov ha'raj, pas yofi bitano, im ha'bosor, yesh me'agenim she'osru leich leisei, Hapas shereichei kitame v'yeish batir. Now we discussed that in Tarubes in the simen of reichei milse. So there is a machlekes between Rav and Levi. Boso nishchuten, boso nevela. If it's shomen, if it both are kochu, so then there is no reich. But if one of the two is shomen, so then there is reich. So suppose boso shomen shchuto. And Bosor Shomei Neveil, or even if one is Shomei, so were broiled in the same stove, in the same broiler, without touching each other, but there is a reyach emitted from the Iser, and it is acquired, absorbed by the heter. So Rav says Reichamils, Levi says the Eved, Levi says Reichalamils. Now that's one machlekes. Then we have a machlekes daf samechvov. This is a machlekes daf I involve in psoch. Then we have a machlekes daf samachvov in Avrizore between Abai and Robe, and the same question in regard to a different child. In other words, whether it's muter to smell the yainesach. So whether it's muter to smell the yainesach. Now, so one says Abai says Reichen Bilse, and it's not because of this Ranoi. So, as the Rishonim explain it, because when you inhale the reyach of the ayin, so then you inhale it in your organism. So, according to Abaye, it's considered like seeing, like drinking. At midrabbanon, not midraisin. And according to Rove, so reyach lavmils. Now the question is, how do we pass? So Rabbi Tam passes that if it's a real reyach, so then reyach is mils. The Rif and the Rambam, most Rishonim, they passed that even if it's a real Reiche, so Reiche Lav Milse. But then there is also a Gemara there in Psochim that says that if Pas was boiled in the same oven with Boso, so then you're not allowed to eat that Pas. You're not allowed to eat that Pas with Cholov. So the question arises. That can only accord with the Mandoma who says Reiche Milse. But if we pass in Rechelav, we'll say, so Mimele, so it should be Mutea. So according to Rabbi Tam, the reason is why it's also because we pass in the Trech is Milse, if it's a real Reach. If it's a real Reach. So, but the Rif and the Rambam say, no, the two he passed. That like Levi, that Rechelav Milse, that only means the Eved is Lav Milse. But Lechatchile, it's also. So Mimele, in view of the fact that the pass that was brought in the same oven with Boso, so it, in view of the fact that it can be eaten, not with Cholov, he can eat it with Boso, Parave, not with Cholov. So Mimele, it's always considered, even though it was already baked in the same oven, with that Boso was baked, so it's always considered like Chatchile. So that's why that Pasha Ofo, Im Tzoli Shal Boso, Bitanu, even though there was no context, so it's also Luchla, Leochlam Bikusech, because he can eat it with meat, not with Kusech. So Mele, it's like Chatchile, and Chatchile Reiche Yizmils. Alright, so this is what he means. Kosvaraj. Pasha Ofi Bitanu, Ma Boso Yishmaginim Shosu Echlisa Pas, Shereiche Tami. So v'yesh batiri. So v'chei mire. So da'asamu amatir. In other words, so they say that this mandoma who says that also lochlom bikusach, he agrees with the mandoma that treiche milse. But since we passed in the treiche lav milse, so memele it's muta. V'chei posak rashi treiche lav milse umuta lochli afilu cholov. V'rab nutam posak treiche milse. Anyway, we pasken the treichel av milse. We don't pasken like Rav Netam, but we also pasken the treichel av milse only like the eved. But lechatchile reichel is milse mitzoser. So because of that, we also pasken that if the pas was baked in the same tanur with boso, you're not allowed to eat that pas. With cholov. Now the mechaber. Simen tzadik vav. Tzonu leisil keshechotcham bisakin shol boso beyeled. Oy sheinu mikunech. Oso lo ochlom bicholov. Ad sheyitel mikumachtach kedei nitlas mokim. Shehu kuvei etzba. That's the shita of nitlas mokim. In other words, like the shita of the raya. Oy sheyitamenu v'liyei bitam boso. Shoz muta badoche. V'yei sheimrim du adin leili beyeled. V'yu mikunech. Because we saw there is a machleket v'sheinu. There is machleket v'sheni, whether that Gemara of Abaye, Tavkuf Yudvei Zichun, has reference to his tam saki, that Tesh Amun is Korush, but a spotless skin, spotless clean saki. So it's muter. Or, and the v'sheni say that Abaye's memory has reference even to his spotless clean saki. Vim lo inot al mehem, ki de itlas moke, vigam li toamo, mo bishlo mecholov, tzorach shishi. But if he didn't peel off the nitilas mokim uve etzba, so then we require shishim u'bishlam mecholov. So it spread in the whole thing, in the whole tafshil. So tzorach shishim kineged mashenoga ma'asakim bohem v'adin lechotchom misakish lemichovet. So there are three shittas. One shita is the shita of the two that it only asks in the clip. Dobe chari v'kopul tum tuch kevisakine v'tzeinen only asks in the clip. Then there is the shita of the raibet that it asks in the nitile. And then the sheet of the Rajbo, the Tassel Bikulei. Now, the two, it's interesting. The two mentions only two sheetes. His own sheete, and the Rajbo sheete. And the Rajbo sheete doesn't mention. And the Mechaber, usually, he passes like the two. But here, even though he passes like the sheetes Rajbet, even though the two didn't even mention the sheetes Rajbet. So altogether, there are three sheetes. The two, the sheetes are two, ki the Klipe, the sheetes Rajbo, Bikulo. And the Shittas Raibet Kedem Nitile, and the Mechaber, the two mentions only the Shittas Rajbo and his own Shite, and the Shittas Raibet he doesn't mention, and the Mechaber paskens like the Raibet, that it asks Kedem Nitile. V'im chotron dag, tzorch l'shayr samech neged kolatzon. Because suppose you took a radish, and you sliced it into many pieces, so then each piece becomes also Kedem Nitile. So then there'll be nothing, if you are native from each piece Kedem Nitile, there'll be nothing left. So mele, the whole thing becomes us. So mele, we require samech neged kol atzon. V'yeshemrim shimchot achzonom bisaki sholisa kuleyosa. So the Ramo mentions the sheet of the Rajbo too, that is mavliya bikule. V'chein imchot re bisaki shol boso, oso kule b'cholo. V'chein neyagin lechatchile. Avol b'deevet, ein leyaseh rak enen itin. So the Mechaber paskens even lechatchile like the Raivet. And the Ramo, lechatchile, he paskens like the Rajbo. But the Eved, he paskens like the Raivet. But not like the two.
Wie hol ze im Chotach Hatzon und Atzme. Aber im Chotach Hayerek Shalatzon und ein Lochus. Wie im Jesofi, im Nechta, wie sagt, schon ist er, als den Likule. Loch in Keinim Atzneine, ich sehe ich beim Chotuchin, wie sagt, am Nisehen, die Talino, ich nase, wie Morre, wie Chatzine. Und wie Mokin, ich nehm zu Likne, ich sage, Chotuchin, wie Sakin, ne Aglin, Likne, ich sehe, und lehatir, al in Tilas Mokin. So, it's preferable that when you buy radishes from a goy, he should use not Isakin, because Isakin is used on Dvorim Asurim. Masha'inkin, he should use an X, something like that. So that is, an X is used on wood usually. So maybe it has no bli of Dvorim Asurim. But suppose it's a hardship situation, you can't get from a goy radishes that were cut with an X. So it's mutar to buy the radishes that the goy cut with his sacking, but then we have to peel off uvi etzma. Im chot avei shumin uptzolim ukrishin vitamche shekirin chrein, that's horse radish. Kayetz vimidvor machrufim uperes chmutzim vidogim meluchim dinam shove lechot obitzonun, because on that they are two lishenes in teizves and avizored achlametes. So the mechava paskins like the lotion that it's not only chiltis, but everything. So they don't use any kelim that has a bli of visa. Now tavlin, that's also the bacharit. That was bound in a mortar of a meat with flesh mortar. Ben yemei also loch lebechol. Why? So he says only ben yemei. But this that ben yemei. But if it's an Eim V'Yemei, it's Mutah. So that's totally the Machlek is Gesheini. So then the Ramo says, V'Yei Shemim Aflein V'Yemei. Because that's totally the Machlek is Gesheini. Because vis-a-vis Chiltes, the Gemara says in so many words, that Eim V'Yemei. But there are some Gesheini in two Gesheini in Teitzves. One Gosh in Teitzves says, only Chiltes has the effect. That so the Sakin, Al-Gam Tuchte V'Sakine, has the effect. Chiltes, coupled to Tuchte V'Sakine, has the effect of restoring the original tam shubach of a presently tampon. Mashenkin adach dvorim charifim not, but the Rashba shita is that it applies, and another lashon teaches that it applies to all dvorim charifim. So this is what Ramo says. V'yei shemrim aflein v'yei. Now here there is a certain thing that seems to be inconsistent with the previous thing. Mei limunesh, lemon juice. Shemivi nevi kechobim. Now, so before you make lemon juice, you have to cottage lemon. It's not practicable to start squeezing it without even cutting it. So that means that if the goy sells lemon juice, that he must have cut all the lemons from which he squeezed out the juice. And in order to cut the lemons, so he must have used the knife. And the knife was used by the goy and Dvorim Asurim. So still, he says, that's a Shibel Aleket. Shibel Aleket. Meili Munes, lemon juice. Shemivim el Dichovim, v'chein chtiches dag meluach. Shemivim el Dichovim, v'chein yiseyim utom. Now the question is, why is it muter? But it's Vabachari. And he used the sakin on the lemons. So in the sakin had Yiseh. Either Shumen HaKosh, or it had the Beluah Yiseh. So the Vabachari, al the duchke disakine is mavli the iser, and it's mavliya in the lemons, so the lemon juice should be oser. So why is it muta? So he says, so the Ramo mentions part of the lotion of the Shibul Aleket. Mipnei shemivim harbe biyachd, viyaf im nesho mikzoson shenechtechu bevishenu, im sakin vichobim, nizbatu ba'acherim anechtorim ha'kach, shen nesorim, ki kvo nizbatil ta'am ha'sakim bevishenim, v'lochim kulom bitorim, v'chol kayetzi bazeh. So the question is, this seems to be inconsistent with the previous din. In the previous din we learned that if one cut it of a harif with the saki in Chalisa, so then it has to be in itile. And if chotchon dag, so then it's asas bikule. It has to be kule. So now here it's mainly munesh, so he called it dag, so he made many slices of the lemons before he cut them. So mele it should be oser. So the Shibul Aleket explains it. He says like this: even if we assume that it's nesho miktsoson,
it's Nesl Mitzosah. What do you say, even if you assume that it's Nesl Mitzosah? In other words, because it's not such a Dova Poshut that it's Dova Harif is Mavriya. It's not such a Dova Poshut because there are many Rishayim, there are many Rishayim who say that if this, the Sakin is a spotless clean Sakin, then it's Mutah. And then, so there are many Rishayim who say that. And even the Rishayim who say that the member of Abaye has reference even to a spotless clean Sakin, but the Amen of Hashem will say that only if it's a Meyemei, but if it's not a Meyemei, or Stam Kele Meyem Meyemon, so only by Chiltes. Chiltes has the effect. But other Dvorim Chalif not. Lemon is not in the level like Chiltes. So there are possibilities that it's Mutter. But even if you assume, like the Hashem, that what the Gemara says Ligabi Chiltes, so applies to other Dvorim Chalifim also, as the Rashba says, so still here it's Mutter. Why? Because here they cut thousands of lemons. They prepare it in bulk, in gigantic volume. So Mele, assuming that old Dvorim Chalifim, this aloha that Gemara mentions vis-a-vis Chiltes applies to old Dvorim Chalifim, so the beginning. So the first lemons that were cut, so absorbed a ton of the Isa that was leaflet from the sake. But after using the knife and thousands, after using it upon a number of lemons, so that ton faded away. So then the bulk of the lemons did not absorb a ton of the sake. So this is how it can be distinguished from Chotachisi Dagdak. Chotach is a dag-dag means he cut one radish, two radishes, five radishes, let's say 10 radishes. But he doesn't have reference to a big business. So Mimele, so if Chotach is a dag-dag, so on the contrary, so it's more homo. So then it has to be kule. Because in each slice absorbs it in itile. So Mimele, the whole radish becomes osa. Masha'imkein, if he cuts le'alofim or above his lemons, so then, assuming that in the first cuttings, in the first chtiche, so the sakin was paled in the first lemons that he cut. But after he cut, let's say 10 lemons, or let's say 20 lemons, so the tam bosol was already faded away. The tam bosol. So then the other lemons, there is no tam bosol niflat. Tam doboroso is niflat and absorbed by the lemons. So maybe it becomes bottle. So maybe it becomes bottle. This is how the Hashulchan explains it. Hashulchan says, so mifnei shemevim harm biyachad biyafim nesrom mikzoson shenechtu b'rishenim sakin gichobim nizbatu b'achirim anechtom ha'kach shen nesorim kvon nizbatil tamasakim b'rishenim v'lochi kulam mitorim b'chol kayitze b'zeh v'lochi neichlo mikzas mikein isak chuv shekirim kompesht. Now the Hashulchan says that chuv, usually we call chuv cabbage, but here it doesn't mean cabbage, because cabbage is not so hard. He means something else. אבל גם דיפורס וחותוך ויש מכם שמחמירים בזה ואין לי שם איס המינק אבל שעוד דבורים שנחריפים כאין תפוחים או לפוס יסיבי שמחדי נהיג מהתק מלמלמנים ואין להחמר כלל. So in other words, so he says that we can only be נהיג התר in lemon juice. Why? So it seems, it appears, and the Bach and the Shach say the same thing, that the Shibeli Aleket is not basing the heter exclusively upon the fact that it's used in bulk, it's prepared in bulk. So even if the tam bosot, the tam doboroso, was niflat and absorbed by the first lemons, so by the time he cuts the other lemons, so all the tam faded away completely. He's not 100% sure on it. But it's because of his vexvek. What is that? It's because of his vexvek. Because first of all, there is a possibility that lemon is not even considered as a real davachar lemon. Lemon is not even considered as a real davachar. But then, assuming that lemon is considered davachar, so then it's possible that, in view of the fact that he caught thousands of lemons. So only so that if any tam was absorbed by lemons, it's only the first lemons. But after the first lemons, when he cuts the other lemons, after the first lemons, so the tam faded away completely. So Mameli says, but so we can only apply that heter, that heter only to lemon juice, but not to radishes or to horseradish, because horseradish is certainly the bachar. Horseradish is certainly the bachar. So Mameli, so there we cannot rely on this vore that nizbat lo bachir manechtochim. When does he rely on this vore of nizbat lo bachir manechtochim? Only if there is ilidabi lemons, because there is a possibility that lemons is not a real davacholif. But vis-a-vis a real davacholif, he doesn't rely on it. So that's why the Ramos says, I will show dvorim shenachifim ki atapuchim. The first is, yivei shevchadeim eneyeg ben hetak moim limeni. Vein lach meklal. So he says, show dvorim shenacharufim. So ki atapuchim, so he means even sour apples. Of course, sweet apples, so then it's certainly not a davacholif. But even sour apples, tapuchim chamutzim. So then it's possible that they are considered a davachari. So then we can rely that at them. Because she afi nesro miktsoson, she nechtechu bereshino, so nizbat lo ba'achir manechtochi. Now let's see the shach. Sifcho, mei limenish, zel ishen shibuil leket. Limenish lo inchobim min adin lo osrom, tne shechitchin is bisakon shalem. Vagaf chofaye bolu, elo mishim tne shemechatchin rabin, umali ben chobis, yesh lima shebotel tam sakim bereshin. Vishem, because of a bar, the Tolchlima, the Sphirale, the Amrino, Hufi, Machriel, the Hildes. So, in other words, he's Mitzari, all the Shittis. Because there is a Shittis of Vishenim that not every Dovacharif, so he's restored, revives the original Tam Shubach of the presently Tam Pog. So he says, Vishim, this Tam Kirish, the Chomene in the Yemon, Ainshom Miser of the Shamunis Akosh Lasaki, Miskana Berish Vishen, Vimkin Lidon, the Kaimon, Kisei Pratumo, Hanli Munish Kulmasuri. וכן כוס ועתור ברחיים שימת מבוב, ילדה אסיף ועתרומו, זייסים שקוף שם בנכת חוקד עם הפסח, בסקין של חומץ, שני בימי דחוזר הזייסים כולם חומץ, הוא דלוי כאגו יש שולחנו, אחד כאן לשני. So the Bach is חיליק, on the מחבר and רמו, and he says that they shouldn't pass in the שבילה לקט דין, because the reason is why שבילה לקט mentions the דין, because שבילה לקט, שבילה לקט agrees with the רשיינים, that the גמורה דף המתס נביזורה, that says, לגבי חילטיס, that even if it's a, any בימי. So In other words, the shach is chilek on the bach, and he says the shibila leket agrees with the rishonim, like the sifra trumon, the loshen tesis, that what the gemara says that flametesli da bechutis applies to all dvarim charifim, real dvarim charifim like radishes and so on. Still, the shibila leket is mad, so the michlishva elisvirlei. So, oh, you shame about this, I'm a griefing from my tonum, that I'm going to be here, and I'm going to be here, and I'm going to be here, so in other words, he says, that the Shibele Aleket agrees in the Sefer HaTrumo, that this deen, that even in any B'yayimei, it becomes revived Lishvach, applies not only to Chiltes, it applies to Radishes as well. But there is a possibility that it applies to Radishes as well. But it doesn't apply to Lemon, because Lemon are not, it's a question of degree, are not so Chari. And then there is also a possibility that even in radishes, in view of the fact that it's cut in bulk, so mele, after he cut a number of lemons, so in the other lemons, so the time has already faded away. But he's not sure about that. So mele it is vexveke, so that's why he's matured. But he's only matured vis-a-vis lemon. But ligabe, tzonun is not matured. The Gabitzonun is not matred. And the Ochashu, yeah, Gabitzonun is not matred. And from the Ramo, it's much more like that. I will show the Vorim Shein Chivim, Kintapuchim, Yveshim, Yechadim, Yifosis, Yvesh, Yechadim, Neil bin Hetak Melimelim, Veil Hach Meklal. So that's only Tapuchim Chmutzim, but the Gabitzonun, so we are not being Hetak Melimelimish, as Lenin. So we see that the Ramo agrees with the Shachspiel. All right. Chodak Yishuim Bisakin Shal Boso Mutal Ochlom Bichol Ov Bikreide Bilvad Shiyitin Kimach Tach Vim Chodak Bil Efes Afilu Kreide Nitzorich Ladoche Be'alme Vleid Afilu Tzoni Shechodak Achal Efes Shor Ba'adoche Kmoy Al Efes Vishdam Al Efes Mishunem Vatal Tam Anifat Ma'asak Vidaf Kel Efes Shetame Mishune Avol Yerek Vilechem Mishor Dvorim Loi Vafilu Bil Efes In Lahat Elach Tzoni Rak Pam Achas Avol Loi Habi Bomi Im Loi Shechodak Kol Pam Lefes Bechtichason Mitzonu. So in other words, the effect of using the knife and carrots is only to eliminate the tam, the possibility of a tam being absorbed in the next chtiche. But if he wants to cut another time, the dovah charif, he has to use the knife before he uses the knife, and the dovah charif, he has to use the knife and lefes. So that's based upon mitzvahs. Shaloi lo lishiso b'cholov. In lo shiniso b'cholov shem yovi lo ochlim shal boso. Vim lo shkola pas osor apu lo ochlim levado. Vim oyo dova muet es rashes pshat. Kide achil et bas achas. What's the shiur of dova muet? So if he makes it his very small dough, only as much as one eats in one meal, as a person eats in one meal, that's a dova muet. But the quantity of the dough is more than what a person eats in one dough, then it's not a dova muet. Oy sheshino tzuras hapah shebu yikeres shel yichu bavos amuteh kayeitze beinei kipad mitano shetoch baalye vimofet in hakiyisa shlo shebacholo v'lo chinu yagilo lishpas imcholo b'chaga shavuiz gam vishum elich vit shabbos ki kol ze mechshev kinov amue gam ki tzuros am mishune mishopach v'kolshten chladnoi pashtide dumitori v'ein lefe yishum pas im chladnoi pashtide bitano where bosor is boiled. So, the Chayshinon, Shemo Yosef, Nashumen, Alapas, Vimzov, Tachtov, Dinei, Kelunileish, Imei. In other words, even if Bosov is not boiled, Vimlofi Shumpas, in Fladni Pashtida Bitano, even if Bosov is not boiled in the Tano, the Chayshinon, Shemo Yosef, Nashumen, Alapas, Vimzov, Tachtov, Dinei, Kelunileish, ונהגים מוסים התפילו בפי התמר, ואפילו במח, ואפילו הוא במח, וסניק להחם לחתחיל. תנו שתוכי בעליה, אינפים בפס, עד שיזכנו בפנים, עד שיסלבים, ואפילו אם של בוכיה, פירוש וחרש, אם עשינו תחתו, ואפילו גוביס, אם הוא יתיר, עוד יזק בחוץ. Pasha of a matzli. Now that's the two days, the two mentions. The dog in Shetolim, Bitan or Echotim Abosso, also Lochlom the Cholov. Why? Because of the Reiche. Now, the Shechnoch in Tavubez doesn't pass like Rabbanitan. So he passes that Reiche even a strong Reiche. So he's Mutia. But the Shechnoch passes in Tavubez that it's only Mutia Deved. But Lechatchile, so it's also either because Reiche has a din like Mashu, as the Rif says, or even if we say that Reiche is not even considered like Mashu, but Lechatchile it's also anyway. There's the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, many other Rishayim. So, not like Rashi, who paskins that Reiche is Mutar ibn Lechatchile. So, Meili says, Pasha of him Atzli, Yidobim Shetol Bitano Reachot Maboso, also Lochlom Bicholo, Vehanu Mule Bitano Kot. Abu Bitano Godu, Amarzik Shnimos or Israeli, Mupi Pasuach Mutar, because then there is not even a Madikum of Reiche, Vimatzli Mechuse, Vechim Pashtide, Shemchusa Netiv Shebei, so then the Reiche is not admitted, so in Mutar Afu Bitano Tzah. Alright, now, Sunday, so we'll cover some of the miscellaneous money. Simen Aintes, and Simen Pei, and Simen Pial. And then, on Monday, so we'll discuss Simen Pivais. But in connection with Simen Pivais, you have to go over the Tzugin Gimorin Chum at the end of El Trepes. So you have around Nuntes summer. So that whole Tzugin. And then the Simen Andogim. Simen Andogim and the Simen and Beit. Now the last year will be a week from today. Now the Torah mentions the Simone Behemoteiro, Behemo Mechayoteiro. דברו בני ישראל אמר זה איזה חי אשר תיכו מכל הבימה של האורץ כל מפרס הספרס ושיסה הסס הפרוסי סמל הזגירו והבהימו אויסו דחיל. So in other words, there are two simonim. One is that the animal has to chew the cord. In other words, when the animal eats, so she brings it up and she chews it again. Mal is geiro, she chews the cord. And also that it is split hoof. Now, achezel lo yiseichu mimal lehagir o mafrisi aparso es hagomol. So the camel is a maligero, he chews the cud, but it doesn't have a split hoof. Uparso in a mafris tomu lachem ves hashofon. It's assumed that the shofon is the rat badger. Ki maligero, he chews the cud, uparso lo yafris tomu lachem ves haneves. Again, we're not sure what it is, but it is assumed that this is the hair. He chews the cord, but he does not have a split hoof. So it may be. Then so kimafchis parso v'shesa shesa parso. It does have a split hoof, the chazir, but it's not malageiro. It doesn't chew the cord. V'hu geiro leigol tomu lachem. So mipsorom loyse chaylo v'nivosom loyse go meim heim lachem. So the Torah spells out the simoni behemo bechalotero. In other words, malas geiro, chewing the cud, and mafreses parso, a split hoof. Now, simenayin tes, in the two. Ksiv lehavdil bein abeimo hatmeo liteo. Perush ha'asur la'achilo umuteres. Uvame yavdilu bineyen, bisumaneyen. Ushnei simonim biteo. Shi malas geiro ufarsiseo zdukis. וכסיב בכל בהימו מפרסס פרשס אסס אשתי פרשס מלסגיו בלהימו איזה זכילו וחיו היא בכלל בהימו שניתרס אלו באילו שני סימונים וכל בהימו וחיו שאילו שיניים בלכי או אליי ולא ניבים שנטלטל לי פוסו. So any בהימו וחיו that has no teeth in the upper jaw and no cannons שנטלטל לי פוסו כאין שיניים בלתים בחניכים וידוע שיתרו. Now this is based upon the Gemara in Chum. na mafres es parso en malis geiro, that's mentioned by the Torah, in the Torah. Now here, we have other simon, that the Torah doesn't spell out. Now, let's go over the Gemara, a certain Gemara, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Alright. Right after the Mishnah. Tonu Rabbanan. Eilu heim simoni behemo. Kol behemo mafches es parso, kol behemo shemal es geiro, biyodua sheim lo shenayim. So, this is what Gemara said at first. That if a behemo choose the card, it's a raya that has no teeth, limailo, and upper jaw. Uteiro, uklolehu, varigomo, the maligero, val maligero. So here the price appears to be saying that if we know that the behemo is malisgero, so it's a raya, there's no teeth, limailo, and upper jaw, and it's already toy, but gomo is maligero, and it has no teeth in the upper jaw, and still it's tummy. The Torah says in so many words that it's tummy. Why? Because it's not mafreses parso. It doesn't have a split hook. So the Gemara says, the Gemara gives the teretz, gomul nive yisra. In other words, because when the Braise said, kol behemo shemal esgeiro, biyudua she'in lo shinai, lemailo uteiro, so it means, so the kashi is, gomul is maligeiro, and it has no shinai. The answer is, the Braise doesn't mean just teeth in the upper jaw. The Braise means, if a behemoth does not has neither teeth nor cannons nor nive, the taltali boso, so then it's done. But gomol doesn't have teeth in the upper jaw, but it has cannons. Nive isle vari ben gomol di nive namalesle, a young camel. So it did not develop even the cannons. So and still it's tome visu. How can you give a klal that if a behemo is just males geiro, so that's a raya, that it's teiro, but varishopom var neves, the Torah spells out that they are males geiro, and still it's tome, because even though they are males geiro, shopom and neves, but they are not mafreses paraso, they don't have a split hook. The males geiro in vishol shinayim lemailo would mean, voi shinayim miksive bereise. The Torah only mentions two simonim. Malesgeiro, mafreses parso. The Torah doesn't mention anything about not having teeth in the upper jaw. Elohekom, kol behemo. Shein lo shinayim, limailo, biyodua shi malesgeiro, umafreses parso, uteheiro. So in other words, so now the Gemara is saying that there are two kinds of simonim. There are simonim that are essential simonim. Simonim that constitute the essence of behemoteo. So the simonim that the Torah spells out, malas geiro and mafreses parso, that's essential simonim. And then, so only mafreses parso, malas geiro are essential simonim. These are the things that determine as to whether a certain animal is a behemoteiro or a behemot meir. Masheinke, the other simonim. Other simonim are statistical simonim. Not essential simonim, statistical simonim. So, eilo shinayim limailo, not having teeth in the upper jaw, is not an essential simen. But it's a statistical simen. In other words, statistically, it turns out to be correct. But there is nothing essential about it. Unlike males geiro, so it's an essential semen. Those behemoths, those animals that chew the cud and have a split tooth, so they are teiro because they chew the cud and they have a split tooth. Mashaink in this, it just happens. It's a statistical accidental semen. It just happens statistically to be true. So this is what the Braise is saying. Kol behemo shein lo shinayim lemailo. Any animal that does not have teeth in the upper jaw, so statistically, it establishes that it's a malas geiro, mafreses parso. So it's teiro. So it's teiro not because it has no teeth. It's teiro because it's smallest geyom apeses paso. But if, let's say, for some reason, there would be shinu ateva, and even behemoths that are not malas geyom and apeses paso would also not have teeth in the upper jaw, so then it couldn't serve as a simon, because it's only a statistical simon. So kol behemo shein lo shinayim lemaylo biyodua shimales geyo mafeses parso utehil. So the Gemara kashi is vilivdiko bitpasiseo. So let us be beidik in the roof. Why do we have to resort to statistical simonim? Let's inspect the essential simonim. So the Gemara says ki gein shoyi pasiseo. So bishleime, let's say, chewing the cud, so it's not so easy to observe. I mean, you have to observe the behemoth as the behemoth eats. And if at that moment the behemoth is not eating, so you can't inspect it. But the other semen of his split hoof, all you have to do is just open your eyes and to take a look. That's all. So why do we have to resort to simonim? That's the Gemara Kashi. So the Gemara says, "Kigen shoyu parsisel ochtuches," where the hoof is cut off, a mutilated behemoth. So we can't determine by inspecting the hoof and seeing whether it's split or not. Uchid rafchiz. The Omer rafchiz the hoyu mahal b'amid bo motzah behemoth parsisel ochtuches, and he wants to know whether the behemoth is a behemoth or not. Beidik b'fiyo. So that's a statistical semen. So the question is no. In other words, because igomo does not have any teeth and still its stomach. So in other words, so when can you rely on the fact that he doesn't find any teeth in the upper jaw? He doesn't find any teeth. We're talking about the upper jaw. Any teeth in the upper jaw, that is, if he recognizes a gomel. He knows how a camel looks. So this he knows, that this animal in question, so the doubtful animal, is not a gomel, because he knows the identity of a camel. But maybe it's some other behemoth male. So, since he has no doubts that this animal in question is not a camel, the shaila is in respect to other behemoth meyeis. So, as far as other behemoth meyeis, if he determines that it has no teeth in the upper jaw, so it's a raya that it's not a behemoth meyeis. So the Gemara asks the kashe. Gomel nive isle, in other words, but a gomel. So in other words, so it appears from that. It appears from that that a gomel has no teeth and no cannons. So, but a gomel has cannons. So, mele, why does he have to be able to identify a camel if he makes a determination that the animal in question has neither teeth in the upper jaw nor cannons? So maybe it's a raya that it's not a behemoth mayo and it's not a gomel either, because had it been a gomel, he would be able to see cannons, and he didn't see any cannons. No, it's like elo vilvache yo yaki ben gomel. So a baby camel. So a baby camel. So the cannons have not developed as yet. So maybe if he's not able to identify a baby camel, so then he cannot rely and eat it. Because maybe too that he doesn't see any teeth in the upper jaw, he doesn't see any cannons in the animal in question, but maybe it's a baby camel. But if he knows how to recognize a baby camel, so he knows it's certainly not a baby camel, but maybe it is another behemoth mayor. So if he doesn't see any teeth in the upper jaw nor any cannons, so then it's a raya, it's a behemoth. So lav amre. So the Gemara says, "Kashe lav amre tike ben gomol, ike namen bin achine di domel ben gomol, di domel ben gomol." So the Gemara says, "Lo yisal kedayit."
the Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel, the Sagomo, Kim Malegeo, Shali Bilome, Yedia, Shein Lecho, the Parmalegeo, the Tome Yelagom, the Ficho Porat Beakos. All right, that's one Gimel. Then another Gimel. Veyomar Afriz, Hoyom Halle Baderech, Umotso Behemo, Shepio Gomo. If, let's say, he finds an animal that the mouth is mutilated, so he cannot say, determine whether it has teeth or in the upper jaw, it does not have, whether it has cannons, the whole mouth is mutilated. And even though the mouth is mutilated, so treifa doesn't become by it. A mutilated mouth does not make the behemoth into a treifa, and he wants to know whether he can shecht it and eat it. So baby he passes himself. So he inspects the hoof. In passes himself is the case if he finds out that it has a split hoof, be a duashi teo. He love be a duashi meo, who will watch. So in other words, so usually, so there are exceptions, but usually one semen goes with another, goes hand in hand with another. So every behemoth that is a Malas Geiro is also Mafreses Parso. And usually every behemoth that is Mafreses Parso is also Malas Geiro. But the Torah itself spells out the exceptions. So every behemoth that is Malas Geiro is also Mafreses Parso, except Shofon, the rag badger, and Aneves, the hare. And then every behemoth that is Mafreses Parso has a split hoof, he also chooses the cut, except the Chazir. The Chazir, so is Mafreses Parso, but doesn't chew the color. So Mele, Uvilvat, so Mele, if he finds an animal that the mouth is mutilated, so he cannot inspect the mouth, but he inspects the hoof, that it's split, so then we know that every behemoth that he has a split hoof also chews the cut, except Chazir. So as long as he is able to identify the Chazir, and he knows that this animal in question is not a Chazir, some male it's moved. Uvachiyak Chazir. Lav amre tzigmor estikashe. Lav amre tike Chazir. Ike name mina achine. Didami le Chazir. So lo yisal kedai. In other words, since this is a statistical fact only, statistical fact, you can't rely on statistical fact. That's what the Gemara means. How can you rely on statistics? So the Gemara says, "Lois al daitoch." This statistic is very accurate. The Tone, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Sachazia, she mafkis parso. Shall it be lomi yedia? She in lechodobo she mafkis parso vitomer lechazia. Lifichoch porad bo, lifichoch porad beakos. Veyomar afrid. Hoyo mahal ba'midbo. Umotzov behemo shepio gomum upasiseoch tuches. If the behemo, so the mouth is mutilated, so he cannot determine whether it has teeth in the upper jaw, whether it has cannons or not. But that doesn't make it behemo into a treifa. So if it's a behemo teo, he can still shecht it. And he cannot inspect the hoof because the bottom is cut off. So in other words, so since it's beneath the tumas agidin, it doesn't become treifa. So upasiseoch tuches. But he wants to know whether, so treifa it isn't, in spite of the fact that it's mutilated and the hoof is cut off. So treifa it isn't, but he wants to know whether it's a behemoth teiro or it's not a behemoth teiro. So Beidik, so there is another riot, and that's also a statistical fact. It's not an essential. The essential facts are only Mafreses Parso and Malageo. But this is another statistical simen. Beidik Bipso. If he finds, now the Gemara says that that's only in a certain area, in the rump area, under the tail. So if he finds that the muscles go one crisscross, you know, one like this and one like that, the muscles are so one that way, crisscross, in the rump area, now again, this is a statistical semen, I mean, it's nothing essential. It's not an essential thing. Vim lav v'yodua she'it meyo. Uvilvat she'yakir orud. Why orud is a wild ass? So now the wild ass is a behemoth meyo. But it happens to have the same characteristic that in the rump area. So the muscles run crisscross. So that's the only behemoth meyo that has the same characteristic. So if he's able to recognize an oath, so it's alright. So the Gemara says, Kashe, Lav Amret,
Iko Orut. Iko Orut, so Iko Name Minachine, die Damiel Orut. So Gemara says Gmire. Die Lecke. Weiche Beideik. Where does he have to be Beideik? Oma Rabbi mit dem Rav Isde bekam vier Unkits. Under the table. All right. Now, let's see the two. Obama Yabdilu Bineyem Bismeneyem. Mishnei Simonim Biteyro. So these are essential Simonim. שימאלס גיירו פאססלס דוקיס דכסיב חלא ביי ביים מא פרזס פאוש סאסס שטיי פאר וואס איז מאלס גיירו ביים איז חיל ווי חיו הי בכל ביים שניטערס אל ביל שטיי סימון ווי חול ביים ווי חיו שיין לא שנאים ביל חיל יים ווי ני ווי מיש טאטאל בוס אוקן שנאים ביל טים בחן יכין בידוע שיתי ווי הו שיאק בן גומו שיין לא ני ביל אצ יאג דכיב שיין שנאים מיילו so and it has no canon either. So he malas geiro. V'chol she malas geiro, gamu mafkes parso. Chutz ma gomo v'anoves, v'ashofon, she malam geiro. V'inu mafkes in parso. So the question is, so maybe it's a gomo v'anoves, shofon. So the way is a main lochush. She yesh lem shenayim v'mayro. Or in even, statistically, we know that these have shenayim v'mayro. אף על פי שמלס גירו, ופיחו חמייצי בהימו שפרססאו תוחץ, שלי אוכל יבדיק בהם, יבדיק בפיו. אם אין לו שיניים ולא ניבין למיילו, ולא ניבין למיילו בידוע שיתרו. והוא שיעקב בן גומו. וכל שמפרש אספרסו, מלס גירו, חוץ מחזיה, ופיחו חמוצו בהימו, שפיו חותוך יבדי ברגלו, ואם פרנסאו אסטוקייס בידוע שיתרו. והוא שיעקב חזיה. So... suppose he can't recognize, he can't identify a chazir. So then, if he sees horns, yesh lekanayim yotzom misofet chazir oteyon. Ve'im ve'im otmeyo shepsor tachas ha'ukets, shelo hilach shasu v'arim. So, where is the tzad sheyach tochayse? So, in the ve'im otmeyo, so in the one pair, yeah, so the muscles run straight, not crisscross. One over the other. אלו אור, לפיכו חמייצי בהימו יחיו שפיו פרססי אוכתוכים, יבדיק בבוסו, שתחס קמפי יעוקץ, אחר שישחתנו. אם הילך, שעשי וערב תהירו, והוא שיעקרו. All right. תמיו שיולדו כמין תהירו. So that way, so we know that the essential simonim of the בהימו תהירו are two, and the other things are statistical simonim. תמיו שיולדו כמין תהירו, אף על פי שיש לו, כל סימוני תארה אסור. So if sometimes a mutation takes place that a behemoth neo will give birth to a behemoth that conforms to all the characteristics of a behemoth neo. So what's the status of that behemoth that was given birth to by a behemoth neo? So the halacha is that if it was given birth to by behemoth neo, so mele it's asur. Then conversely, utahiro sheyol document meyo muteres. If a behemoteo, let's say a cow, gave birth to a baby that looks exactly like it meyo, so it's muteres. In other words, this is what we call a mutation. So suppose a cow gave birth to a baby that has all the characteristics of a chazia, so it's muta. So it's muta. What we see now, but doesn't that seem to contradict what I said before, that mafreses parso and malas geiro are not statistical simonim, that they are essential simonim. It is the simonim who determine that a certain animal is a behemoteo. So mamela, if it's an essential simonim, so then we should say just the reverse. Tmeyo sheyol dokimenteo, even though אם יש לו כל סימוני תארו should be מותרס, ותארו שיולדו כמין תמיו should be אסורו. It's essential simonim. The answer is true, it's essential simonim. But it's not essential simonim to determine as to whether this particular member of his species is תארו או תמיו. They are essential simonim that determine whether the species in general is תארו או תמיו. So ממילא, we are not interested in the particular, in the specific member of the species. Whether it is a member of a species that is Toya. So if we are sure that the mother that gave birth that the mother that gave birth to this behemoth, which looks like a chazir, but we know that the mother is a behemoth teirah, so that means that this baby is a member of a species that is toya. So they are essential simonim. They are essential simonim in determining the speech, the status of the species, not the status of the specific member. The specific member has no special status. If it belongs to a toyotic species, some may read story. That's the Aleph. Vitav keshi yoldad to be for neighbor. So in other words, teiro she yoldoki means neyo, so he's muteres. You can shecht it and eat it. Only if we are 100% sure, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that the mother that gave birth to it was a teiro. Avol im nichom uberes, umotso min tomei, heilich acheo. He didn't see, there are no witnesses that saw that the teiro gave birth to this baby, avol pishe koruch acheo, v'yeniko so, any case, so minastam, if a certain behemo is koruch after a grown-up behemo, so it's a raya that is the mother. But it's not an absolute guarantee. So mamela in this case is osa, because the fact that he has the characteristics of a behemoth mayo, so that creates a doubt that in spite of all the other extraneous indications that it is the child, that it's not a child, he just, by mistake, this baby is koruch after this baby. Shema liyaladik. Va'anilad min atreifo is muta. Alright. Now the mechav. Simoni beimu v'chayon is parashu b'teiro. Beim shnei simoni. Now let's get all parashu so as the case v'chol beimu v'chayon shen v'shinayim v'lachar elyein ולא ניבים שהם טלטלי פורסו כן שיניים בלתי מחניכים there's another pshat. So one pshat is that ניבים is טלטלי פורסו כן שיניים. Another pshat is that ניבים is הם שני שיניים למיילו אחד מכאן ואחד מכאן בקצוב יש עלו סטי על סוסייס. So be you do as you say, oh. Why that's a statistical semen? We wish a yacha ben gomo. Shein lo yivin, achi yag. Bechol shemal az geiro. Him afres es paus, chutz mikomo vaneves. Vi shofon shemal geiro, vim afres em paus. Vi lohem in lochu, shein shlom shnayim lemailo. O in yivin, lifichu chamei, tzedu miid bo behemo, vim makiro, paus es eroch tuchez. שערי ניוכל לבדיק בהם יבדיק אם אין לו שיניים ולניבים למיילו וידוע שיתרו והוא שיעקב בן גומו וכל שמפרס אספרס ומלס גירוך יזמלס גירוך חוץ מחזיר לפי חוכמות ובאימו שפיוך חותוך שערי ניוכל לבדיק בהם יבדיק ברגלאו אם פס יסאו את סדוקייס so we know that it's not any בהם את מיו but possibly it's a חזיר so וידוע שיתרו והוא שיעקב חזיר יש לו קנאים, and the chazir does not have horns. So יוצא מסוף את חזיר או תאו. והם בהמות מאו, another statistical sign. והם בהמות מאו שפסור או שתחס הוא כצלו. הלך שעשי וערב, לאיזה צד שייכת וישר לו אורות. פירי שי, וילד אס, חמי רבו. לפי חוכם הייצי בהמו שפיו פס ישר אורך תוכי. שערים יוכל לבדיק בהם יבדיק בוסו שתחס כאן פיור וקץ. אחר שיש חתנו, אם הלך שעשי וערב, Teiro, vihu sheyakiro. Now the Rambam says, psarodo moso liochle min ateiro. There's the shittes horambam. The Rashi is chelik. Now psarodo mes. So everybody agrees that it's also bachile and even banoyim in the rice. That it's also, but psarodo mchai. So the Rashba Shiti is the Psarodom Chai is not even Osam Midrais. The Rambam Shiti is the Psarodom Chai is Osam Midrais.
The Rambam in Perek Beis Milchas Macholos Asof. Halacha Gimel. Ha'odom afal pi shenema boy vayi odom lenefesh chayo. So an odom is also an animal. Einei michlau min lechayo balas parso lifi chocheni beleisas. So in other words, so one could argue that if one eats ipsar odom, he should be chayo malkes, because after all, he is a chayo. He is also an animal, because the Torah says, "Vayi odom lenefesh chayo," and he's not a malas geiro. He doesn't chew the cut, and he doesn't have a split tooth. So, but leisis he doesn't come within the law. Afal pishen nema vayi odom lenefesh chayo, eini michal min chayo balas paros. So, I mean, an odom does not come within that posik, because the posik deals with chayes that have hooves. Some chayes have, some animals have split hoof, and some animals, so the hoof is not split. But an odom doesn't come within that category that is discussed in the law. But still, the oichel, and therefore, the oichel mipsar odom, oy michel bei bei min achai bei min ames ein leike aval oser hu bei ese שערימונו הקוסוף שיבס מן החיו ויאמר בהן זה יש החיו השתחיל הו כל שהוא חוץ מהן לא יצחיל ולאו אבו מכלל אסה אסה. So in other words, the Torah spells out three types of behemot heiro that are mutorn bachilo and seven species of chayot heiro, and the Torah doesn't spell out odom. So that means that psar odom chay is also misades. The Rashba holds that psar odom chay is only an Israel Rabbah. It's only Israel Rabbah. Now the Rambam says that an odom is a chayo. Why? Because of the posik. Vayi odom linefesh chayo. Vayi odom nefesh chayo. Now Unkeles renders that posik vayi odom nefesh chayo liruach mimalo. And here from the Rambam it appears that vayodom nefesh chayim means he is an animal soul. Kipshute. So it's not that the Rambam is chayli kanunkel es pshat. But what does it mean the ruach mimalelo? A speaking soul. What does it mean speaking soul? I mean, so in other words, that he must indulge in public speaking, and if he keeps quiet, so then he's not an odom. But speech is the, I'm not giving any Ashkofi shurim. I mean, that's the plain meaning, that speech is the medium whereby one person, you know, mingles with another person. So a speaking soul means a community, that's a means of communication. Speech is the medium of communication. So Ruach Mimalo means a communicating soul. A communicating soul. So, not as Aristotle said, that man is a social animal. So if he's a social animal, so then he's an animal like any other animal, and perhaps even a more terrible animal if he is a social animal. So, but then he might even become a worse animal than the beasts in the forest, in the jungle. But vayi odom leruach mimalero, that means a communicative soul. Not a social animal, but a communicative soul. But what does it mean, communicative soul? That he has to be interested in other men too. So that's the only way how he can divest himself of the animal nature, if he's interested in other men too. But if he's not interested in other men, so then in Hanami, so he's a chayah like any other chayah. So if he's dedicated to Torah, so then he's not an animal. But if he's not dedicated to Torah, he doesn't know of any law of morality, so then he's an animal like any other animal, but an intellectual animal. So this is why the Rambam says, Odom afal pi shenema bei vayi odom nefesh chayo. So true unkeles renders it into a speaking soul, a communicative soul. So that means if he dedicates himself to law, to morality, so then he eradicates the animalism from his nature. But if he doesn't dedicate himself to Torah, to law and to morality, so then, if he decides to be a primitive man,
So then, without any Torah, without any law, without any morality, so in the Chaname, so he's a chayah like any other chayah. So because of that, so since without any control, he's bound to be an animal, so Memele, he comes within the posik that spells out seven species of chayahs that are Torah. So that means any chayah that is not spelled out is also. All right. So that's a machlek is between the Rambam and the Rashi. So there are more paskins like the Rambam. Psarotom also loch not here, not like the Rashi.
Animal that considered a man
going certain
today that had
that had
a
couple
of
summer
or
that
makes certain sounds.
Snowman, that's a snowman. I mean, you're not Adani, Madam. That's snowman. That's snowman. I discussed it in Lechashchita, we discussed it. Tmeyo sheyodo kimin teiro, aval pi sheyesh lo kol simoni taro, asur, utehiro sheyodo kimin tmeyo, muteres, aval pi sheyesh lo kol simoni tum, vidavke sheyoladito bifonein, aval imi nicho, miuberes, vahakei mozo min tomei, heilich acheo, aval pi shekol acheo, vieli keiso, so usually it's a raya that that's the matter. But in this case, there is such a reyese. I mean, the fact that the baby has all the simonim of a behemoth mayo, so we don't rely on that presumption. In as much as it's kol chachel, that must be the child. Shemo minat mayo neilad v'nicha chacharatir. Haneilad minat reifo muta. All right. Now the next amen. So now the